Hami Takiyapu, Washington Child's Education Deputy. Hello everyone, my name is Shelby Boyte. I am a teenage Native woman, as you can see. I don't necessarily come to you with true, solid, hard facts and proper evidence. I come to you with the effects of this whole problem that I face in my everyday life. Because in 2016, the number of known missing and murdered Indigenous women incidents was 5,712. And that's the number of known incidents. Like, how many incidences were just swept under the rug, forgotten, left alone? I cannot experience true independence. I cannot be as free as I wish to be. I cannot walk along the sidewalk without worrying what might happen to me, without looking over my shoulder, without living with that fear that I could become one of them. I could be taken, killed. Because I am 10 times as likely. In the greater picture, I am treated as less than. I am seen as less than. And in their eyes, in anyone's eyes who does not care about this issue, I am less than. And therefore, they are free to take advantage of me. This bill would mean so much to so many people whose lives literally, they don't know. They have no idea if and when they were going to be taken. They can be taken by surprise at any given moment. They don't know if they'll live to see the next day, if they'll ever see their family again. They don't know that. I don't know that. With this bill, it is a start to help protecting us, to help us learn to be more safe, to help This bill is very important, as you can already tell. And I think that's all I have left to say before I begin repeating myself again. And I will stand for questions.
Any questions, committee? Thank you for coming up and sharing your story. Anyone else? Any opponents? If not, I'm going to close the hearing on House Bill. I'm off track. 2646. Okay, we have 10 minutes. We're not going to go over.